Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Puddles, hosted by Andrew Collin. I'm your co-host, Brenna LaRocque. Welcome back, everybody.
Damn. Okay.
You weren't starting. I had to go.
Damn. All right. I see who wears the pants.
Yeah.
Who's got them big balls?
I don't have pants on. You do, though. And big balls.
Yeah, you're dressed like you have flowers and you have a blanket like you're dying. I'm so cold.
I'm cold. It's cold in LA today.
Yeah, Brenna has flowers if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening at home, she has two bouquets of flowers for her graduation.
Yeah, I have to keep them in the podcast room because flowers are Mango's favorite snack.
Yeah, our cat treats flowers like heroin. And he eats them up, and I don't know if it will kill him. He's still alive.
Tulips are bad for cats.
Yeah?
They're toxic to cats.
How do people know that?
You
know?
It's one of the things that you would just have to know as a cat owner.
A little trial and error.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend who had a cat eat her tulip, and her cat almost died. She had to take it to the emergency cat pet place. You know, it's concerning because I don't know where the nearest pet emergency room is.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Mango's vet office is 24 hours. Never mind. We got it like that.
I know. And we took him when he first moved here. We spent like $1,000.
No, you're being dramatic.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
$600?
Listen, he had a sinus infection and he was sneezing and one of his eyes wouldn't open. And it was the saddest thing. Andrew and I, when we first moved here, were staying in different places, and I called him bawling my eyes out. I was like, Mango can't even open his eye. I don't know what to do. He's sneezing a lot.
I need your credit card. I need your credit. He looks a little like he has a cold. Hurry. Also, he might have ate one of my hair ties that I leave around. That's why you cut your hair, so we don't kill our cat. Yeah, Mango, I don't know.
I'm saving you money in the long run.
Yeah. Well, we brought him in thinking he had hair ties, that he ate a hair tie.
Yeah, that too. Time. Before we moved, he went to the vet like 3 times in 1 month.
Yeah,
so he's done for the next few years.
Even if he's bleeding from his eyes, he ain't going to the vet.
He'll be fine. Cats have 9 lives.
The vet, they don't do anything either. They bring him in there. They go. They always check like by his like penis. They grab it like that. And they go, you know what? Yeah, no, he seems to be fine. Oh, they use a stethoscope. They use what doctors used 75 years ago. And then they're like, okay, well, he seems fine. Everything's fine, but we could do an x-ray for $400.
Yeah, when we thought he ate a hair tie and you took him to the vet, I couldn't go. You were texting me the updates. At one point, didn't they put him on an IV?
Oh, yeah.
On an IV is the cutest thing ever that I can imagine, by the way.
It is pretty cute. I'll pay. Yeah. Yeah. I did get some photos, which is worth it. Yeah. They treat it like, you know what it's like? I just got an oil change at Valvoline.
Yeah.
That shows how much I know about engines. I was like, yeah, check the engine. They're like, do you want us to check this? I was like, yeah, check all. Yeah, get deep in there. Get deep in the engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't gone, do you keep going? And they're like, sir.
Till you find something to charge me for.
So that's what they do. They do these add-ons. They're like, want us to rotate your tires? Want us to do this? Like, before you know it, it's supposed to be $90.
You should rotate your tires every time you oil change, though.
Yes. But point being is, like, these add-ons, that once they get you, and that's what the vet does. They get you. It's already in there. And they're like, oh, you want some fries with that? You want an IV? You want a blood transfusion? How about a new cat? You want a new cat head? You want to switch up the heads?
How about we take his off surgically, and then we'll go get a nasty cat from the back, and then we'll swap the heads so they're both cute. One's got a cute head. One's got a cute body.
Yeah, a little swap-a-roo.
Yeah.
And, like wife swap.
And we'll do it. The adoption's free. You just have to pay for the surgery.
Yeah. That's all. I love when you adopt too. It's like $300 to adopt. They're like, please. Oh, I did it out of the kindness of my heart. And they're like, oh yeah, it'll be $400.
Yeah, and you get 10% off at the gift shop on your way out if you'd like to buy some cat food. We've upmarked it 50%.
I mean, this cat, he hasn't cost too much money. Dogs cost more, I think, but it's definitely been more expensive than I thought he'd be. I mean, we get him a lot of churro. He's addicted to that. If you have a cat.
Churro, but we just call it churro in our household.
Is it churro?
It's spelled C-H-U-R-U. Churro.
He fucking loves churro.
Next, churro and then flowers.
We created a monster. He will not eat his hard food without churro. He'll wake us up at 5:30 in the morning with it in his mouth. He's like, open it up, motherfucker. Open it up or I'll claw your eyes.
He's got thumbs. Wait, picturing Mingo opening a churro with his like little thumb. That's so cute.
Dude, we brought, first of all, also the other thing Brenna does, I don't know if we've said this on here, but you keep his food on the dining room table because we have ants, apparently.
No, first of all, there are no more ants. And every time I try to put it back on the ground, it magically ends up on the table again. So I'm not the only one. I'm just the first one.
Yeah, I guess I've learned because to fill his bowl is easier if I put it on
the
table.
Yeah, you don't have to bend over.
It's disgusting that we have our cat food on the dining room table. It's insane. And then like we'll take it off and there's always like three more pieces on there just hanging out. Oh, God. That cat. Oh, speaking of the cat, we also bring him around in a cat stroller. And it's not even weird anymore for us. When we first got it, we were like, people are going to stab us when they see the cat in the stroller. And now we do it. And we like think it's like weird if you don't.
Yeah. We take him to coffee shops and we're like, why are they making a big deal about our cat? It's a cat.
Yeah. And so then we put him in. Now our new thing is we put him in all his a shelter that's like 6 by 7 feet.
Wait, no.
His own home.
It's and we like a playpen for
it's
a
like
cat.
A plaque, pack and play.
Yeah, it's yes, a pack and play.
It's a pack and play for cats.
For cats.
It has a screen door. Oh, it's so funny.
And he gets in it before every day he's inside it waiting for us to take him out.
Yeah, we feed him lunch, breakfast, and then he stops meowing when he's eating, and then he comes back because now Andrew's been drinking his coffee outside and he puts Mingo in his pack and play and they go outside together. So after Mingo
our neighbors
eats,
think we're insane.
Yeah, after Mingo eats, he'll go in his pack and play and just wait.
So we bring this thing to the, I guess it's not a dog park, but it's a park with an insane amount of dogs. So many different kind of dogs, all the different dogs, and Mango is in his cat play or pack and play.
I like cat
and
play.
And we're hanging out. Mango is not chill.
He was at first.
Kind of.
He was vibing, but then more and more dogs started showing up.
And then when the dog started showing up, he was like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we had him in the pack and play. His harness was on. But the door was up because he was meowing when the door was closed. But he was still chilling in the pack and play. He was being very good. Like we had him trained.
Yeah. And then the door was a little bit open. And next thing you know, he sprinted out for freedom. He sprinted out like he never wanted to see us again. It was insane. And usually what he'll do is he'll run. He'll realize I ran away. I'm not capable to live on my own.
Yeah, at our apartment he'll just run around the building, and then all it takes is for Andrew to go up to him and say, get back in the house, and Mango will run right back up the stairs to our apartment.
I got the tubers.
Yeah,
up there.
So I was sitting there, I saw him run out, you were after him, my shoes were off, I was laying down, I was like, Andrew's got it, like it's no big deal.
So I run like 70 feet, I get to him, I think he's kind of by vines, too, so he usually stops and tries to eat some greens. He takes off again. Now we're in a, I jumped a fence in a, whatchamacallit?
Playground?
A playground. There's people watching this. It looks like a Tom Cruise movie. It looks
yeah,
like
there's
Speed.
People everywhere with their dogs.
And I'm chasing this cat who is running away from me like I want. Like, it was insane.
And like, he didn't belong to us.
Yeah.
It was so fucking rude.
And he's dodging. Finally, I get to him, and the only thing I could think of is to step on the leash so he can't run anymore. And he just flies out of the harness.
Yeah, he shimmies out of it. Like, no, like, he planned the whole thing and then just keeps running. And as that happens, there's this guy, like, next to Andrew, and he kind of tries to help Andrew. And then once Mango slipped out of the harness, the guy goes, oh, like, it's over. It's done.
Yeah, this cat's dead.
Yeah. So then I see this happen. I'm like, all right, I should probably get up. So I get up so casually, don't put my shoes on, and I start sprinting through the park. Everyone's watching us. I'm sprinting. Andrew's on the other side of the playground. So we're just, like, trying to sandwich him in. We end up at this gate. I'm on one side of the gate. I'm like lower on the ledge. Andrew's up there behind Mango on top of the ledge. Mango jumps through the fence. I try to catch him on the ground. I wrangle him. He's on his back and he screams at me, gets away. And then I was quick and I grabbed him by his back leg and like yanked him in. And he was like, rah!
He kind of turned into like a raccoon. He
yeah.
was like,
yes, exactly. But I knew if I didn't do that it was like it was
you
it was
risked
on
your
site
forearms.
Like not, we would never see him again.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden I pick him back up. He's pretty chill. He's kind of growling and I'm walking away with him and I see this family. It's his parents with their little kid and the little kid's holding back the dog and they're kind of just like giving me this like what the fuck kind of look and I just go, "Thank you."
Yeah, you were way more chill with it. Like, when I was walking back, I was like, we bring this fucking cat to a dog park in a playpen. We just chased it like it was a movie from Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks this cat probably isn't our cat. That we stole a cat.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, and then one guy goes, when we got him, the guy's sitting on the bleachers, he goes, man, that was scary.
That was scary.
And he goes, does he know how to get back home?
Yeah, does he know how to get back home? Yes. It's like fucking Milo and me or whatever. I don't even know. I think I connected
Marley,
two.
Marley and me.
But what's the other one with Milo?
I don't know.
There's another one where the dogs get home, and homeward bound.
And it's so funny that this happened to us. But when you really think about it on the outside looking in, like I told this story to my teacher and I go, honestly, it's because I caught myself being like, I can't believe he's never going outside again. And then I was like, wait. This is what I get for treating a cat like a dog. Like,
yeah.
We're the problem.
We are the problem. Yeah. We give him fucking too much churu. We put his food on the dining room table. We just treat him too much like a son. Because we don't have kids. We're getting that age where we probably are due for a child. But instead, we just have this little fucking cat who he didn't ask for this. He didn't sign up for it. He's just like, let me do my thing, give me some food and leave me the fuck alone. Why are you bringing me to? But then on the other hand, he fucking loves it. He wants to get outside right away. Anyhow,
I hope we aren't the only people who find that story hilarious.
I know. I remember when we first were doing Puddles mm-hmm. in St. Louis, we would talk about Mango a lot and people were like, oh, enough cat. Enough cat shit.
Except for like two of Mango's diehard fans. They were always like, yeah, bring Mango on. More Mango.
Yeah, why don't you let Mango co-host?
Yeah.
He always says Jewish.
Yeah, we say because Mango meows and he has different tones and everything, but he really does have this like greeting meow that sounds like L'chaim. He goes, L'chaim.
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 Anyhow, enough about the cats, because I feel like now I'm getting self-conscious that we're talking too much about the cat. Anyhow,
he's our son. It's yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we have to hear about your kids all the time.
Yeah,
your fucking kids. We don't call him our kid, our son, although he is our son.
He's my baby.
We are first time. Well, I've left LA a good amount because I've been going on the road.
I've been here for 11 months. I have not left this apartment except to go to work and school.
Yeah. And your playpen. I keep you in the playpen. And I feed you little rations.
I'm actually, I have this blanket because I live in this room. This is my room.
Yeah, this is your little room. So we're leaving.
It's blackout curtain. This could be a little prison. Sorry.
Anyway, so next week we're leaving. We're going to Raleigh, North Carolina to visit my family, my brothers, my four nephews, and my mom. And it's funny because I'm used to, we've done a few now where we've been together, where we've done holiday, but usually I've done it single my whole life with my family, and I never get a bed. I've never got a bed. They put me in the pantry, which isn't a bad place to be, to be honest, yeah. But they like, oh, you're single. You don't mind sleeping on top of a dog bed, do you? You want to sleep on, we'll chain you up to the fence.
Pack of water bottles.
Yeah, we'll call out for you when it's din.
Yeah, a little back massage.
You little single piece of shit. But now, I think we still are. We're a couple, but we're still on the lowest level
because we're unmarried without children.
But yeah,
so I really thought I was like, we might get separate twin beds or maybe an air mattress.
Separate twin bed? Would we put them together or keep them separate?
Maybe we would play around with it a little bit, see with separate.
Honestly, I think if we did separate one time, you would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love when you leave and I can sleep alone. I have to hit you every night to stop snoring. It would be great to try it out.
So I don't know if I have sleep apnea. I would put money on it that I do, but I don't want to wear that fucking absurd mask. But anytime I sleep on my back.
I think a gas mask would really kill our sex life. If you were like, babe, hold on, let me hook up my oxygen, or like,
might turn you on.
Hang up my oxygen.
We'll get into that in a minute because I think it'll turn you on.
Okay.
Foreshadowing. Just think gas mask and sex.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of inevitable. We're going to get there someday.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to fuck you looking like Backdraft or whatever. That's an old school movie. A firefighter. Okay. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So when I snore, I don't know if you all do this, or your wives or your girlfriends or boyfriend, whatever it is. When I sleep on my back, for some reason, I snore worse. And I did go on TikTok and they go, oh, with sleep apnea, it's usually worse on your back. I was like, shh, don't tell me. So I sleep on my side. I don't snore as bad, but I just get tired of sleeping on my side. So I'll sleep on my back. I'll snore. What I feel like happens is I'll snore maybe four times. And you're punching me in the face.
You're so wrong.
How many is
I used to do that, but but now I do sometimes give you, because sometimes I can fall asleep if you're just doing a soft snore. It's when you really get into it, and I have started to just, because what it's interesting, like? When you're snoring, you're not actually sleeping very hard. That's the other thing. It's when you're in like a soft slumber that you're snoring and you're just not, so it doesn't take much, I've learned, to just, all I have to do is tap you, and whether or not you're aware of it, you do move.
What does my snore sound like?
Well, there's a few. I feel like there's just two, actually, but you have one that's just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's good. Keep snoring up, pig.
Like, I just got so self-conscious.
I know, you did. You literally thought you were a little piglet. You did.
No, okay, so you have one that's like that, that's like.
Okay, and what's the other one?
It's like.
Is it?
Yeah, does it like you kind of like.
Sound like a warthog dying. So you'll punch me and I'll wake up.
Sometimes you make me so mad and I do punch you.
I know, but you shouldn't be angry. I can't control this. You get angry like I'm doing it on purpose.
But maybe you know you're snoring, but you're not moving because you're being lazy and you're just waiting for to see.
I'm being
if it
lazy. I'm
me.
Sleepy. You're being lazy. Yeah, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sleeping.
You're being a lazy.
You're just
sleeper.
Laying there.
No, you're being lazy in terms of considering my sleep.
Look, I get it. But the punch then wakes me up and then I can't go back to sleep. I don't know what to do other than two separate beds, I guess.
Or get go to a sleep doctor.
Yeah. I know. And then they'll freaking.
But you know what we should get eventually? One of those beds that you can, it splits in half. Like you can adjust the.
Oh, yeah.
The head or whatever. So like if you're just elevated a little teeny bit, I yeah. think that it would stop your snoring.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I was talking about because with the gas mask, the role play. We dipped our toe in to role playing.
We did, yeah.
I don't think we've ever role played until then. I think
yeah, we did.
Sorry. Oh yeah, one time you pretended to like me. I remember that character.
I don't remember that.
The character that let me be lazy while I'm sleeping.
I let you have lazy sex all the time. 'Cause I'm just happy to be getting.
Yeah. So
getting it.
This was an interesting move because. You, how do I say it? Blew me to complete.
Wait, no, because you know what? We'll do a little plug. We got Vibes Only.
Oh, yeah.
The girls got to eat. They have a sex toy line and they have blowjob gels. I didn't know what a blow. I didn't ever think I needed a blowjob gel. I was like, whatever. Like, I can give blowjobs without flavor. Because I was imagining it to be like a lube, which putting lube in your mouth is not fun. But it literally is just making it flavorful. And it was a delicious blowjob. Like, I was like.
You started chewing a little bit.
I couldn't get enough of it. Yeah, I was like, no, don't come. Don't come.
Don't come. I'm not full yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus me normally being like, okay.
Hurry up. You're just fucking old beef jerky dick.
No. So, anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just think
that. No, you're not interrupting at all.
Blowjob gel. From girls, the Vibes
what
Only.
What was the
line.
Flavor? It was like.
I tried too. I did the vanilla. It was like vanilla frosting, and then there's like a pumpkin pie one or something.
Yeah. So.
So good. Like I'm like I can't wait to give you another blowjob. I was thinking about that this morning in the shower. I was like, I can't. I
You're
think
hungry?
I have a sweet tooth. I was like, I need to get Andrew hard.
What's funny is like you could just buy a pumpkin
little
pie.
Lollipop.
Like you don't need dick in it. Like you
yeah,
can,
but it'll make you happy too, I guess.
I don't know. It makes me hungry. All I'm thinking about is she gets to eat and I don't. Then I tried to suck my own dick. So
girls got
to
eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tried to, I did not try to suck my own dick just to eat some pumpkin pie, but you blew me.
I come home, you're just pumping it into your mouth.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm blowing my buddy Cole. Sorry, I'm blowing coal, dude.
See, that's what I'm always scared of is like guys are secretly gay.
I'm not gay. I'm just hungry. I'm just blowing coal to get to that pumpkin.
All right. I won't hold that against you.
Please don't. So you blow me to
complete.
Wait,
would that the same then if I blow coal?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just wondering.
No. No, that's gay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So I end up What usually happens is you blow me and then I don't go to completion and then because you want to have sex and then.
Wait, pause. Let's just switch it and then we go into because we have 3 minutes.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry. When I do that, let me just tell 3 minutes to talk.
Oh, but do we want to just switch it before we start talking about
you
this
have
or no?
More than 3 minutes.
No, we're good.
Oh, OK. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah, we have 7 minutes. Oh. OK, so yeah, usually the blowjob, it's like, oh no, we're going to have sex. Like, you don't usually, like, there's only been a few times where it's like, you just sit back and relax.
Yeah. I like to bookend blowjob. Blowjob, sex, and yeah. Then I'll blowjob you
yeah.
again.
Yeah, and I like blowjob, blowjob. So, you're eating down there. You're getting some pie in. Some penis and pie. Some pie penis.
Some pinus. Pinus.
Finest. And so I end up having an orgasm. It was great. And then
why is that so gross to me? Like, it's grosser to say I had an orgasm than just like I came. Don't say you had an orgasm.
Okay,
thank you.
It's reserved for girls.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
I was trying to be polite. All right, I jizzed in your mouth. Is that better?
No, just say you came.
All right, I came
like a grown man.
I lost myself. I lost a piece of myself that day.
I got lost in the sauce.
Pumpkin. So, shit. I don't even know. Oh, so then I'm like, all right, usually, you know, a guy comes and then he shuts down like a computer. I think that was a Nikki joke. Shuts him down like a laptop or whatever. Mm. Like it's over. But I don't know. I was like, I was still feeling, we got these new toys. I was like, all right, you know what? It's not over. It's not. I felt like Braveheart. I was like, no, I'm going to return the favor. But how am I going to do it? Because it's not really that sexual to me anymore. But I want her to be pleased. And so I decided to take on a character called the masseuse. And
oh boy.
Yeah. So I go, do you want to book an appointment? I go, you got to call my secretary. I don't know if you called her or him, but I answered.
I think you took the call.
I took the call. And so Girls Gotta Eat also gave us this thing called a Lucy.
No, also massage gel. So you started off with the massage gel. Also smells so good.
Yeah, I gave you a full-on massage, like a masseuse.
A body massage. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm pretty good at.
Yeah.
It's hard, though, when it's your partner, because you're like, should I just get to the vagina?
No.
Like, no, I know. I know. You gotta let it breathe.
Okay. Go on with your story.
So you're breathing.
I'm breathing.
Not snoring. So... anyhow,
sometimes the massage feels so good. I'm like, can we just, you don't have to get in there. I'm like so lazy to come. I'm like too lazy to even do that.
So, but then I was like, nope, I'm going to get you. Like you got me. And then, I throw the big dog.
I'm having flashbacks.
The Lucy. And the you had three things.
There was three things happening.
Everything was filled. I don't know how you could breathe.
There was one in the pink, one in the stink, and one on the pearl.
Yeah. So I'm looking down. I'm like, this girl is stuffed.
God. Boy,
like a turkey dinner with stuffing. So it got to a point, too, where... I honestly did feel like a masseuse. Like, I really did feel like I was in character. Like, I did feel like you were just...
You were like, I got a job to do.
Yeah. It felt like a job. I felt like I was drilling. And it felt good, though. Like, it felt very... like, I was thinking outside of myself because I already, you know...
Yeah, I have so much anxiety right now. Just thinking... You know what? If you know me, don't bring this up. I'm sorry that you have to hear about it. It is what it is. You chose to listen to this podcast. You knew what you signed up for.
Who are you yelling at?
Just don't judge me.
No one's judging you.
People will judge.
You think? Every person does sex toys now.
Yeah, but they're going to look at me and think about how I like it in the butt. Like,
oh. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Well, everybody likes it in the butt. They just don't know it yet.
They will.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I mean, anal is like... More, I think more people are doing that than regular sex now.
Well, we don't do anal. Like, just there's something in the canal.
The canal.
The pineal canal.
Anyhow.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, this is great.
Okay.
So then we played a character.
And then the next day I said, hi. I said, knock, knock. I'd like to make an appointment. You said, sorry, the secretary's not in right now. You'll have to call back.
I said, we're booked up.
And I said, knock, knock. The next day I said, knock, knock. You said, maybe.
Well, we're booked up. You can't come get it. No one gets a massage every day. You want to see the masseuse, you sign up. I'll see you in 3 days.
It's been 3 days.
4 days.
All right.
All right, so this week our subject that we asked for voicemails was reality TV. We're not huge reality TV people, but when Selling Sunset drops,
I'm on it.
Yeah,
I still need to watch the reunion.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
We binged it. For some reason, we've been Selling Sunset. We don't really watch Real Housewives. What else do we want? We don't.
My favorite thing about reality TV, watching it with you, is that you're like, okay, let's turn on your show. And then I ended up watching the finale and you were asleep next to me. And the next night you go, oh, did you finish it? Okay, I'll just finish it myself.
In the morning by myself. Yeah, I get into it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys pretend to hate it. And there are things that I really do despise about it. I do think it's like a celebrity that isn't, there's no skill a lot of times. But then because I was on that Nikki Glaser, whatever, Welcome Home Nikki Glaser. So I saw how much they have to film and how much they have to do. And you still have to be captivating. And I did learn that it is more difficult than I thought it was initially. That being said, these Selling Sunset people, I made a list of what they do every episode.
Let's hear it.
All right. So every single episode, it starts with they show one big house. They go, this is a 7-bedroom, 14-bathroom. It's 88,000 square feet. James Dean did coke off of Bette Midler's tits in here. It's unbelievable. You're going to love this amazing view. So much natural light. Just $19 million. And then you never see the house again.
Yeah.
They don't list it. They don't sell it. They don't show it to anyone. You don't see any of that. So that's the first thing that they always do. And then they always are wearing the most insane outfits on earth on Selling Sunset. Mm-hmm. Stuff that you would never, to a coffee shop, they're dressed like the mannequin. And they're always like, oh, my God, you look incredible.
Yeah. I think watching reality shows like that, it makes me think, I need to dress up more. I live in L.A. Like, I could dress up, but it's just anytime I put something on like that, I feel ridiculous.
I know. And it's one of those things where you go, but people don't treat you different. But it's like they do. When you dress absurd, it shows a level, even if it's like fake confidence, people buy into it.
Yeah.
And that's why people watch the show. If they were just dressed like everyday people, they wouldn't fuck with it.
Or it's almost that when people have a very distinct look.
Yeah.
And style, I'm like, wow, they are that bitch. Like, they know who they are. It just automatically puts them a step up in my head, I think.
I feel like they all dress like they're Avengers.
Like they do. Like, they kind of have, like, armor on. Everything is so structured.
Yeah, it's so structured.
And their ponytails are just so tight. And, like,
and their face is so tight. Everything's
yeah,
tight.
They're, like, 2023 Avengers, yeah. What are the other ones? The colored ones?
Power Rangers?
Power Rangers. That's what I'm thinking. They're, like, the Powerpuff Girls mixed with Power Rangers.
And then also a little bit of Sporty Spice with Spice Girls. They each have like their own lane. And so then what else do? They have, then they always have a sad story. You know, one's like my cervical burst or whatever. I had a cyst burst, or the other one like lost a kid.
Well, I mean, that's like pretty sad. She did have a miscarriage on the show, Andrew.
That's true. I'm just saying, though, it's like they're the most like stereotypical, like the most like greedy driven people. And then they throw in these things that you have to feel sad about.
Yeah. To humanize them and give them storylines, too.
Yeah.
And be like, listen, she's fat this season because she was pregnant.
They were all pregnant. They're all pregnant. They all have kids. You never see the dad. I don't know. Maybe that's.
No, like none of them have kids.
So then you just think like these fake rich monsters are like just like us. It's hard. You can't be like, you can't talk shit about someone who just had a miscarriage.
Yeah. And they always get food in every episode. They get food and it shows them saying thank you to the wait staff.
Yeah. Yeah. It does show that they're good people.
They go, can you actually get a flower for my drink? Thank you.
Thank you for tying my shoes.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. And they pat them on the top of the head and they.
So anyways, back to Jessica. She's such a cunt.
Yeah. Then they stage a middle school.
Oh, can I have some tea? Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my, I'm going to do the gnocchi and the lobster and the ribeye.
I'm so hungry.
Thank you.
My stomach's so empty from my miscarriage.
The ribeye looks good. Let's fill your stomach with a steak to take place in the little feet. Okay, that's probably sad. But hey, it makes you feel for us. No? I don't know. Then they always are fighting with Nicole, who's the ugliest, oldest one, who has the least amount of followers on Instagram. So they treat her like absolute dog shit. Because they know that, she, oh, you want to leave the show, Nicole?
Bye.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think she's not that ugly. But anyhow.
What a compliment. Actually, you know what? That is how I want you to talk about every girl besides me. She's not that ugly.
She's not that ugly.
From the ugliest one on the show to, she's not that ugly.
She's not that ugly. Yeah,
I mean, there's a difference between on the show and then in real life. But, oh, and then the bald twins who don't talk. One doesn't talk at all. And then they're just like these little, they don't even seem real. They seem like little, like, Tic Tacs that just walk around that are just like, nom, nom.
They're just like Q-tips. They're just like little Q-tips.
And they just keep saying mansion tax. Oh, we got to sell it before the mansion
And they're always
tax.
In a plaid blazer. Or like a polo, like a Gucci polo.
They really are doing the most of what God gave
them. And their arms are crossed to make their bodies look bigger. I saw one of them at an Equinox, and I was bigger than him.
Yeah.
Like, his arms were pretty big, but like their heads are really small.
They're not attractive at all.
No.
Like, I don't know. It's just interesting. Twins always shock you when you see two of, you know, they're always, for some reason, you see two identical twins. They don't have to be as attractive to catch your eye.
No.
So they're identical. So that really, they look like mini me, but like a little bit bigger. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, mini me?
From Austin Powers? No?
Oh, yeah, they do.
And then the young bald, one of the twins has a girlfriend who's 24, 25.
Mary Lou.
And they're like 20-something years apart. And she's German. She speaks very little English. And she just makes confused faces all the time. That was one of the most awkward scenes ever, is with her and
Chrishell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Mary Lou is trying to make a storyline, and it doesn't translate well also because she speaks such, or like, so poorly, like her English is so poor, that it doesn't work. I think that she doesn't understand the words she's saying, what they mean, so she sounds like she's more crazy than she actually is at the same time, like, which is great for TV. But I did feel bad for her in that case because she was at a disadvantage. But
yeah, everything sounds way more blunt.
Yes. Yeah. And like matter of fact.
Matter of fact. And like more jealous.
Yeah.
You were not nice to me.
Yeah.
What? Dude, chill out. We're out of Denny's.
But the thing is like, who cares? No one cares.
No one cares. But we care because
we're
watching.
Go find your own friends. Go find some different friends. Don't worry about trying to make friends with a 45-year-old girl. Like,
yeah, imagine if.
Don't worry about it.
I had an ex and I was like, hey, Brenna, you gotta be nicer to my ex-girlfriend.
I'd be meaner. I'd be like, now I'm going to be mean because I was being nice.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be mean.
God. So then you got the younger husband of the one girl who had the miscarriage, who I feel like he's having sex with his buddy Roger. He doesn't seem like a straight man.
And his lips are always so wet.
That was it. So much gloss on there. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's eating some
very
pumpkin
manicured.
He looks like he's blown. Fucking. And then they order food, which we already talked about. But those are the 10 things you'll see on every single episode of Selling Sunset. I mean, reality TV, it really did change. Like, I guess there's a lot of scripted television because of streaming, but there was that moment when reality TV, like, took over television, and that's on Kardashians mainly.
Yeah. Or even remember, like, on MTV, the Room Raiders.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
My God.
When they would see the jizz and the black light.
Room Raiders. And every time they got off the bus, they would be like, Jessica, age 25, likes to go out with her friends and hates pina coladas. And she'll...
Yeah.
And, like, I just loved it. And it was always like, ooh, let's see what's in their underwear drawer. Like, I just love that show. I think I want to watch that again.
Yeah, Room Raiders. There was like Shipmates. There was the one where it was three people, like I forget, a Fifth Date or a Limit Date.
Ooh.
There was all these different dating ones.
Do you remember Next?
I remember Next.
I loved Next. Yeah. Next and Room Raiders were my like the number ones for me.
But those are different kind. Those are like dating reality.
And then Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore blew up.
Classic.
I mean, we watch these people like they're animals. Like we watch
them. They are animals. Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
They literally called themselves gorillas.
They all had waxed eyebrows, fucking steroid muscles.
Yeah.
Gym tan laundry.
GTL. And then you would have a lot of domestic abuse, which we were just like, that's what Jersey does. Like, what they
beat that beat up.
Yeah. They would just fucking chill at raves. And now they're older, which is so weird. You don't expect, they should have all died by now.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's weird to see someone in gel with hair gel at 55 years old. You shouldn't have spiky hair. Like, Pauly D should not ever be a 60-year-old man. He should have died in his peak at 26.
It's a weird look to age out of, because what are you going to do? Like, look like you then? You're just like, well, I'm just a regular guy now that I'm not in my 20s. Like,
yeah, you got to lean into just being a normal.
But Pauly D would look more weird in a regular outfit than with his spiky hair.
That's a good point. If Pauly D started doing like just like a normal wave, yeah, people would be like, what the fuck? Dude, you're too tan.
He has like barbed wire tattoos. He can't go back. He can't wear zip up, like 3/4 zip up sweaters. Like, he's done for.
It's got to be tough for like a reality TV. Like we were talking, like you take on a character like an Avenger, and then your whole life, you got to be that. Like, people expect that from you.
Yeah.
To look fake and crazy. Yeah. And fucking rich. And then you die like Big Ange or whatever.
But when you follow, like, Jersey Shore was, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but my guess is that it was a lot less scripted than other, like, today's reality shows, because it was just so shocking, their lives to begin with. There wasn't, like, TikTok where we see people, like, crazy party people, whatever. So those, that's who they actually are. Like, I think that Snooki.
Yeah, it was more authentic.
Yeah, it was more authentic. Like, I think you can't pretend, especially for how many seasons they shot, you can't pretend to be a totally different person for that long.
Yeah, it was in their core. It was to the core.
Yeah.
Like, they were Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, it was without the cameras ever there.
Right.
That was who they were.
Right.
Nowadays, it's like, wow, what kind of character can I, like, make?
How can I capture people's attention?
Yeah. As opposed to, like, Pauly D would have that haircut if he was just alone, like, in Atlantic City.
Okay, if you had to choose a reality show that you know, right? Like, oh, if which one, any time period would you want to be on?
Road Rules, back in the day when you would just travel in a RV. Theo Vaughn was on Road Rules, actually. Mm-hmm. It just seemed fun. Like, it seemed like you didn't have to stay in the same house. You were doing adventures, so you could get out and about. I don't know. It was just like a fun little road trip.
That's so cute.
As opposed to like Real World, where you're stuck in a house with people, with these roommates that you never met, 8 of them or 7 of them. And the drama was just insane.
Do you remember, did you ever watch Bad Girls Club?
No.
Oh, you guys? Bad Girls Club clips are all over YouTube. You have to watch them. I'm going to show you some later on. When I was younger and first discovered Bad Girls Club, I always wanted to go on because I love some drama. I definitely wouldn't want to go on anymore because they would actually beat the shit out of each other and I could simply not handle that. Like, I'm just not that girl. I'm not that girl. I'll talk shit, but I don't know. For me, I think I could handle being in a house, but I always want to be like the neutral person, but yeah, I just
you're
know, yeah, but I just know, like, if I find like a girl to be friends with, like we're going to be neutral, but we're going to have like our own thing where we're talking mad shit about everybody. That's basically me and my best friend now, but yeah. We're like, oh my God, I love her, but it's totally like,
but hopefully you find that one other person in the house. If you don't, then it's tough. I don't know. Maybe Flavor of Love. That would have been fun to date Flavor Flav. I'd enjoy that. That'd be a pretty good time. What was the other
Andrew
one?
Andrew said the other day, Andrew goes, we were listening to a rap song and I was rapping along to it. And Andrew goes, I think if I was like cooler and like just, I don't even know what you said, listened to more rap music and just was like more gangster, that you would be more gangster.
Yeah, I think I hold back your
hoodness.
Yeah, you be more hood. I could see you being like more Fast and the Furious as opposed to riding, like driving Miss Daisy that I do.
Yeah, sometimes I do feel like I'm living a double life. Like sometimes I'll be like, wait, I'm Latina. What am I doing?
I know, and I'm Jewish. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I look over.
We're breaking generational curses.
Curses. Well, I'll be in the car with you and these like obscure rap songs, like skeet skeet ee ee. These kind of raps, like put my diamonds in the hair, wave them up in the hand, and I look over and whatever, and you're just like nailing it all, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? And you're like into it, like hard, and you're like, the last thing this girl wants to be is in a fucking Corolla driving around with an old man.
Yeah. One time I was in the car with my friend Becca and her two brothers, and they're all black, and this rap song came on. It was like, the song goes, I don't even, it goes, I forget the name of the song, fuck, but anyways, it comes on and I'm singing the whole thing, and Becca looks at me and she goes,
let me hear it.
She goes, what the heck, Brennan's more black than me.
How did the song go?
It's like that song, the music video, it's like an alien. I don't even know how my brother. Fuck, I can't remember it. It's such a good song.
I'm like, Brenna is so hood. I'm like, name one rap song. She's like, yeah, I don't know. I could just see you in like just a cooler car, like okay. like a Supra, something.
Plug walk. I don't even know how to fuck my brother.
This is how long you've been with Pick a Jewish up.
Guy. I know what you're talking about. Don't play it too much.
Yeah, you can't play it.
Never mind, guys.
Plug walk.
Plug walk?
You
that?
Can rap it all. You can rap it.
Okay.
Get the lyrics up.
All right.
Is it called butt plug walk?
That would be on brand. All right. I love this song. A.
All right. This is getting out.
Plug walk. I don't even understand how the fuck my plug top. What? Pick him up.
Keep going.
Pick him up in a space coupe. I don't like my plug walk. Skirt. New freak had to cut my little bitch off. Ooh, 50K, you could come up and book for a plug walk. Hold on. You can reach me, space coupe like ET. It's a plug trying to call me. I was up trapping early in the morning. Ooh, on the wave like a durag. Pussy calling for his boo back. Plug walk, Gucci on my shoe rack. Walk up in the house, where the stove at? Till I ran into the plug. Till I ran into the mud. I don't ran into some racks. I don't run into your girl. Why the plug show me love? I don't came up from a dub. Plug walk. All right, I'm done.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You give me reason.
You give me hope. Jesus never let me go.
Plug walk. So you did one rap song that you didn't even know by heart.
I do once the beat comes on.
Yeah, you always need a beat. yeah. So what else? What do we got? We got someone that actually called in about this.
Be quiet! That's what is wrong with you. Stop it! I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this. When you go to bed at night, you lay there and you take responsibility for yourself. Because nobody's going to take responsibility for you. You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through. But I'm not a victim. I grow from it and I learn. Take responsibility for yourself.
Man.
How does Tyra Banks still look hot when she's like screaming at somebody?
Because she's a great model.
Yeah, she's a supermodel.
I mean, that, I remember that scene. That's America's Next Top Model.
Yep.
I mean, it's a little dramatic, obviously. Is that show still on the air?
I think so.
I mean, with no context, I don't know what this girl did, but there seems to be something where the girl's playing a victim and Tyra Banks is like bringing up her own internal struggle that she dealt with coming up as a model.
Yeah, just because somebody like whatever doesn't have it hard as hard as you or isn't dealing with it the same way you would doesn't mean that that's not real.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Felt like she was, Tyra was just yelling at her younger self, like her shadow of herself, of being like, "Do you fucking you step it up?" Like it was so insanely dramatic, and but you know what? Like again, these are the moments that people they end up becoming viral. Back then, too, it was harder to get viral. You really had to fuck. Actually, I take that back. There was less. Easier to get viral. Easier.
I just like how the girl, like she. Is like, oh, damn, she really said that. And then as soon as Tyra starts really getting into it, she's like, already, like, I'm disassociating and not listening to you, actually. Yeah. Which is exactly what I think yelling does. When people yell at me, like, when I think back to when my dad would yell at me, I'm not there, babe. Like, you can see me physically, but I'm gone. I'm not going to retain any of that. So
I just love picturing.
Write it to me in a letter.
I love picturing your dad. In this scene as Tyra Banks with his
it's not hard to do.
Flat top and
the
goatee.
Furrowed brow. Oh, my God.
Don't you roll your eyes when you don't do laundry. You don't clean the house.
No, my favorite was when my dad would be screaming at me like that. And he goes, I'm not mad. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, babes.
You seem a little mad, Dad. You're mad. I remember my dad one time. He goes, why are you yelling? I go, you've been yelling my whole life. It was the first time I ever raised my voice like a little bit.
And you did like a mental fuck on him, not like a like I'm gonna hit my dad back. So he's like, damn.
Yeah. I know. It was like right out of a movie. All right, what's next?
Why do I have to put that red thing on and not putting it on?
Because it matches your top. Something you'll put your head on.
Oh, no, I can't do that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. You are driving me nuts. Okay, that's it.
Here, I'm going to move these over and then put this one on.
Oh, my God!
Mackenzie.
Leave me alone, people. Take it off!
Miss Christy will take it off.
No, I don't! I hate putting this on!
I mean, that is just me getting ready every morning.
Honestly, every morning, there's 70 pounds of clothes.
Me trying out the most absurd outfit, being like, what show?
And I'm literally like, they all look great. Do they? No, they don't.
Yeah.
I hate myself. I look like a mom.
That little girl should not be doing pageants. She should be having fun and getting, she's not comfortable.
Oh, that little girl definitely like murdered a whole family later in life. I mean, I'd like to see an update on her. She is not doing well, no. I don't think.
She's definitely a little Southern girl, though. The way she's like, oh.
But I mean, you know, if anyone's getting mad at this girl's attitude, it's all the parents' fault.
100%. If anything, she's doing great at regulating her emotions.
Dude, I wonder.
It's pretty on par with me. I'm 27 years old.
Yeah, and I'm down there trying to tie your shoes so you can get ready for work. I look like a mom. That's all Brenna always says. I look like a mom.
It's like my biggest fear.
You go, I either look like a mom or I look like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, there's no in between. I never have looked my age.
This mom, too, is like, I don't know why mothers do this with their kids and like try to dress them up and make them look pretty. It's almost like they're living through them. They're like, I missed out on looking as hot as possible, so I'm going to make my kid look as hot as possible. It's really weird. It's like if we had a son, I like oiled him up and had him flexing.
Yeah,
it's
but like, the other thing too is like, obviously it's reached a point that the child is not having a good time anymore. But even if the parent was like, push through, like, there's no, what's the career in pageantry? Like, it's not like, oh, maybe they become a pro soccer player. Like, what? They're the judge for pageants? Like, what is it?
Also, it's like, are you...
They're Miss America and five people see it.
I guess it's taking the confidence from winning one of these to then life.
Yeah, and then she turns into a little bitch.
Yes.
I'm good. Okay, next video.
Now, I love the shirt, but if you have a meeting, you don't want them to be drawn in here.
Oh, well, there's a thing, Ty, right? I got crooked teeth, so I don't want people to look at my crooked teeth, so I'd rather them look at my titties.
Okay.
I mean, that was before Cardi B, right?
Yeah, she looks so cute and innocent.
I mean, even just from that scene alone, it's so funny when you just see a star. Like, and her self-deprecation while, like, trying to look as hot as possible, it's just a perfect blend. And, you know, the joke of, look at my teeth, because now my tits have to be perfect. Like, it's so great. My teeth are so bad. And I'm like, look at... But then you look at my dick. You look at my dick. I'm like, all right, you know what? Come back to my teeth. Come back.
We'll just get you some V-necks. You've got a good, like, shoulder and chest.
V-necks? Ooh, my Pauly D.
You're going to have to start trimming your chest hair more often.
Dude, I can never rock a V-neck. I don't know what it is.
What about, like, a very high V-neck?
I mean, it'd have to be so high it's not a V-neck. So high it's a crew neck. I can't do it. Or, like, a low V is insane.
It's bold.
Especially have chest hair too. Like, I feel like you have a low V and you have chest hair. Just giving
Teen Wolf.
Oh, it's just, just smell like aftershave. But anyhow, yeah, she obviously became a star from this. People that launch off just off of, like, kind of run-in-the-mill reality shows, it is funny, like, one person will blow up a lot of time. But the other people, like, no one saw it in the other people. It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Because this girl has her tits out. She never did anything.
Yeah, that's so, like, wait, let's talk about that.
Like, yeah, why is she not a star?
No, she said, hey, put your tits away. It's not professional. And she's literally...
No, that's a different girl from it.
Oh, okay.
That was the girl sitting next to her.
Next video.
I feel like we would be just, like, knock 'em dead team.
Okay, I hear you.
So, other than that, I'm just, I can't really, like, say anything else.
Honestly, when you have nothing to say, cross them eyes. It's not the worst move. Also, it looks like this girl.
I'm
going
to start doing that to customers at work.
I feel like this girl walks so Taylor Swift could run. Like, this girl is like if Taylor Swift never could write any words down.
Yeah, because Taylor Swift's kind of quirky too, but that is just, wow. You're on a reality show and that's the best you got.
I get it though. You're in the middle of this field. You know, you're at the stadium. He's 6'5". The cameras are on you. You're not used to sitting. There's like 50 people right there. Say something witty. Say something witty. And then you just go.
But it's so, like, it's really honestly such a good move. Not in this scenario, but to just cross your when you don't know what to say to somebody, just do like a shrug and an eye cross. Like,
it works for me. I found it kind of endearing. He didn't like it. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna save myself for a billionaire.
Wait, do it to me. Look at me. You look like that guy on Trailer Park Boys with the big glasses.
These are great.
Where's she going?
Oh God! This is when Snooki gets arrested.
Oh my God, the beach so bad. Love you, bye.
I mean, what a character. 4'11" meatball. She kind of came into. I remember the show. They like she wasn't going to be a main character, kind of, and she just took over. I don't know. She was loud, obnoxious, hammered.
I love when people are drunk and they're just like tell people like they love them. She's like, "Love you, bye."
Love you, bye.
So it just gives like girls, girl kind of vibes. Okay.
She was like completely her so ratchety.
Yeah.
In a perfect way. Where it's like complete opposite of Selling Sunset. Whatever this is like renting fucking.
Yeah, her dirty green slippers.
Just to get to know. Oh,
gosh. That's, we're done. We're done. That's the last
clip. There's two more. Oh.
Stand up, Andrew Collin.
Wait, this is just.
You know how I would lay out, honestly, if I was like in Miami or something and I had to take my shirt off? I would lay on my stomach for like 95% of the time.
Wait, do you still leave on your shirt with Brenna?
I don't know. Lately, I haven't been thrilled with my body. I'm like, let's do candlelight for the shower.
And you only want to have sex in the shower because it's dimmer light in there?
And I don't know. Who likes to have sex in the bright daylight?
I mean,
I've never seen that before.
I haven't either. Why did that not launch my career?
Andrew still does not like. You're in great shape and you still won't have full light sex.
No.
No.
I love a candle that's out. Darker the better.
Andrew's like, let's set the mood. And he just makes it pitch black.
Yeah.
He blackouts the windows.
That's when I lived in Chicago and I didn't see your body very often.
Yeah.
And so I think you were just, you weren't used to me. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of the times we've had sex, there's a mirror involved.
Yeah. Because this, yeah. That's
and
true.
You look dainty and beautiful in a mirror. Like, and then I look like a fucking monster.
Like I'm getting attacked.
You like that in a mirror? I look over and my skin, I can't find a right position where I look good. And it's funny because I could look kind of skinny and slim, like if I'm just standing, but if I'm like moving, like I just start rolling, my rolls get on, and I just,
but first of all,
and I have no ass, it's just weird.
You do have a little piney, but your cheeks are cute, but that's what's attractive from a no, let me finish. From a woman's perspective, a man being big is like, that's what I'm into. Like, I think that that's attractive and hot. So you don't have to look at yourself if you don't want to, but don't be self-conscious about me looking at you because obviously I'm into it.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Well, I guess next time. I think anytime we fuck, I should just not face the mirror.
Just pretend like it's not there.
It's so hard.
Do you usually face a mirror?
Well, we have when
we have like a side mirror. I don't know. There's just a lot.
We can, yes. When we started dating, there was a mirror at the end of a wall mirror at the end of my bed. Now there's a wall mirror on a side of our bed that we cannot avoid.
And it's one of those things, like, if you're not facing it, you can feel, I could feel it looking, I could feel myself looking at me in the mirror going, "Hey, you hedgehog pig, look over here." And I'm just like, it's hot.
Now, if you were doing that during sex, I would not be having sex with you. Let's be clear. So that's in your head.
I would like to pretend that I care if you painted the whole place pink because I'm a man. And it's got to be a manly place, but care. I don't give a
shit. He doesn't pay attention to, like, decor. He doesn't, like, care about that stuff.
If it was up to me, we'd still have that old gray couch and the TV on the floor, probably still in the box.
The sunglasses.
Oh, my God. Do I look heavier there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like when you gained a bunch of weight.
I gain weight before on TV. That like, put on 30 pounds to get on television.
Listen, you were living in St. Louis. It was winter, and I had moved. So you were sad.
Yeah. It's just so funny, like, to think, like, most people get in the gym. They're going to be on television, their big debut. And I put on, like, 40 pounds eating Chick-fil-A.
No, because Andrew, I know when I moved, he had an ADHD hyperfixation food for, like, 2 months he would eat those Amy's pizzas every night.
Yeah, and I thought they're healthy.
The gluten
free. Yeah. Yeah.
But he would eat a whole pizza every night. It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's like, I could do salmon bowl.
And I have no, there's no TV on the horizon for me.
So good, man.
I don't know what I'm getting ready for. Life, to be around my brothers, because they're all in insane shape. That's all my group chat is with my brothers. It's just photos of our abs and who looks skinnier.
Wow. Okay.
Anyhow.
You guys want to hear the voicemail?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really have anything to say about reality TV shows, but I wanted to give Brenna a shout out for being so transparent about wanting to see Andrew's asshole. I thought I was the only woman who had a weird taboo curiosity about men's butts, but I guess I'm not. Brenna, I just want to give you a few words of encouragement. Like, if you want it bad enough, you'll get there. Andrew will eventually cave and he will spread his ass apart and you'll be able to explore, dig, do some research, documentation, whatever you need to do. I don't know what your goal is, but you'll get there. Also, just be prepared because you might not ever be the same afterwards. Take it from somebody who's been there.
Wow, thank you so much.
Insanely motivational. And then at the end, she goes, but I don't think you want
to. She gave me hope, though. I thought I had to wait. You know what? I want you to feel the pleasure of coming with some pressure in your butthole. I think that you, if you experienced it, yeah, like she said, you can't go back. It would make it better.
I know.
Don't you want to come better?
Maybe if I knew right after it was over, I could erase it from your memory.
What if I kept my eyes closed?
You could feel it with your hands. Well, you paint a picture like Stevie
Wonder.
Okay,
what if I had a rubber glove? I have gloves for giving facials. What if I put on a glove and went up there and I was on the other side of you?
Will you wear my boxing gloves?
Or no, I'm giving you a blowjob.
Will you wear my boxing gloves?
I think.
And then hold a butt plug into my butt?
Listen to her. She knows.
But then you'll never see it.
Okay.
So then what's the point?
Well, I'll see you when you die, but you could, maybe this is the start. Eventually you'll be like, wow, I need you to look at it while you're doing it or something. Like, you'll just become more and more comfortable.
All right. Well, I'll think about it.
Okay.
Maybe candlelight.
All right.
I just don't know if I don't think the reward for you is what you think it's going to be. I think it's just because I'm keeping it from you.
Your you just pleasure want to get is in important there. To me. All right, this is gross. Nobody wants to hear about that. Okay, are we ready for skincare fact of the day?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Skin cancer is the most common cancer diagnosis for men over the age of 50. And skin cancer kills more women in their late 20s to mid-30s than breast cancer does. And the number one cause of skin cancer is the overexposure of UV rays. So, wear your sunscreen, please.
And on that fun note, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.